Psalm chapter 16, verse 10, is a very important verse dealing with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is applied in Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 2. So it points to the fact that Jesus Christ was not left in the grave, but rose again victorious from the grave, and he is now at the Father's right hand, reigning in glory. We pick up verse 10 in the middle of this psalm, which breaks in to the great moment of resurrection, going beyond David, pointing to the final David. It reads as follows in the Hebrew. Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lishol, lo titein chasidecha lirot shachat. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you give your Holy One to see corruption. We begin with Ki lo ta'azov nafshi lishol. Ki is a conjunction, and lo is a negative particle. Ta'azov is a cow imperfect, second person singular from azov. You will not abandon or leave. This is followed by the noun nafshi, and it's from nefesh, and it's in construct. Nafsh here is in construct with the hiruk yod, which is the pronominal suffix, first person singular. So we read, you will not abandon my soul to Sheol. Sheol, by the way, is the underworld, or the grave. And the lamed here is the preposition introducing that noun. This is followed by the phrase, Lo titein chasidecha lirot shachat. You will not give your Holy One to see corruption. Now we have a repetition of this last clause that we just looked at. There is the negative particle, lo, and titein, which is a cow imperfect, second person singular, from Natan. Notice it is a peinun verb, and historically it would have been tintain, becoming titain, with the nun assimilating into the second tav, which causes the dogish forte here. So you will not give your Holy One then to see corruption. Chasid is a noun meaning Holy One, and the ha is a pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So you will not allow your Holy One or your devout one to see corruption. Lirot is a cow infinitive construct from ra'a. The a becomes ot. This is a final lamed he form. So it becomes ot with the lamed in the cow infinitive construct. And then finally, Shachat is a noun meaning destruction. So we translate it, for you will not leave my soul to Sheol, neither will you give your Holy One to see corruption. Another great text here looks at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus as it was applied in the New Testament. This is a psalm in which the psalmist is praising the Lord and talking about how the Lord has allotted him a portion in pleasant places, a beautiful inheritance. Hence he is going to bless the Lord. He is going to always set the Lord before him rather than idols of any sort. He will be able to rejoice, and his soul will be elated, for he will rest in confidence. He says in verse 9, therefore, my heart will rejoice, and my glory will be glad. Indeed, my flesh will dwell securely. Then comes verse 10. Peter, in Acts chapter 2, quotes this very text when he is preaching at Pentecost concerning the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, after quoting this great text from Psalm 16, that the patriarch's tomb is yet with us, even to this day. Hence, being a prophet, Acts 2:30, David knew that God had sworn with an oath that out of the fruit of his loins that one would sit upon his throne. Seeing in advance, he spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ when he said that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. He goes on then to say that God has raised up Jesus, of whom we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this promise, which you see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet." Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, Peter says, that God has made this Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. What a beautiful, beautiful text that points to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who now sits at the right hand of the Father and who is exalted as both Lord and Christ by the resurrection out from the dead. Praise the Lord. We look forward as believers in Jesus to that final resurrection that we will be able to have, because He is the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in Him, the text says in John, will have eternal life.